105.7 KOZZ, Reno's Classic Rock. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome Linda Ronstadt to the KOZZ Airwaves? How are you, Linda?
I'm really good, thank you.
It's such an honor to be talking to you. You know, I was thinking about, we were talking about you and your music, and 1974's Heart Like a Wheel, 10 songs on the album, 8 were top 10 songs. I mean, you have had such a musical legacy, and you're coming to town October 25th at the Pioneer Center.
Well, I am going to come and talk about my musical process and how I wound up being so rampantly eclectic in my selection of songs.
Yeah.
But
well, I can't think of another artist. There's very few artists that have crossed over to rock, started at rock, gone to country, gone to pop, gone to contemporary hit radio. I mean, you have covered every radio format all over the world. It's
Linda
Ronstadt.
Well, not blues.
Well, but you know what? I can't think of another. And here's another thing, everybody. We're talking to Linda Ronstadt. It's October 25th at the Pioneer Center. Get your tickets. You know, here's the thing, is that you have been a role model for women for many years. You have never been afraid to stand up for something you believed in.
Well, I think that's important. I think that people don't always want to have all of your political ideas with served up with whatever art form you're serving them. But I also think that when things go bad, it's important to speak up. I'm very impressed with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She's decided to join the political fray and try to get people to vote, you know?
That's pretty cool.
Millennials aren't voting.
Yeah, well, they need to.
They need to vote because we're in trouble.
We need to inspire them. Let's talk about your book. You had a book tour, and you got involved with so many other things, and here you're coming to town, but the book is absolutely amazing. It's got so many great reviews, and, you know, Simple Dreams, a musical memoir.
Well, it's about the house I grew up in Tucson, Arizona, and how I never tried to do anything that I didn't hear in that house before the age of 10.
Right.
Anything that I didn't hear before the age of 10, I really couldn't do authentically.
Wow.
So there was a lot of different kinds. There was Mexican music, there was classical music, there was Broadway music, there was every kind of jazz, every kind of thing you could think of.
Yep.
My brother was a boy soprano. He sang classical music.
Wow.
My sister sang Gilbert and Sullivan operettas. So
my parents,
the foundation was all there.
My parents were barbershoppers. My dad was a barbershopper. My mom was a Sweet Adeliner. They sang the four-part harmony
great.
And all
that's
that.
That's so much fun, four-part harmony. It's great,
yeah.
Fun to sing.
And my mom,
to listen to too.
She did the arrangements for female voices of barbershop standards, but they ended up doing, you know, Broadway musicals and incorporating the barbershop sound with four-part harmonies.
Right. That's hard, writing those harmonies. They're really good. I'm good at harmonies too.
Yeah. Now, there's something I always heard. It was the legend was that the Eagles were your backup band in the early days.
Well, they were. They actually, in pieces and sections, they were.
Yeah.
It started out that we asked Don Henley if he would come and play drums on my tour, and
yeah.
I'd also already invited Glenn Frey, who's my boyfriend's singing partner.
Wow.
And nobody'd ever heard of these kids at this point. And when we were on that tour, the guys that had to double up rooms.
Wow.
So Don and Glenn were sharing a room together, and they each decided realized the other was a good songwriter. And so they started writing songs together, and then they decided they wanted to form a band. And I said, great. You know, while you're getting your band together and the record and a record deal, I've got work. So you can work while you're putting it together, and then when you finish, you know, I'll have a good band, and you'll have gigs. So then we recommended Bernie Ledden and Randy Meisner, John Boylan,
yeah.
And I, my manager.
Yeah.
And they liked them, and so that's how the Eagles were formed.
Wow. Linda Ronstadt. And, of course, not many people, you know, we're talking about the broad appeal of your music to so many people, but then one day Van Halen decides that they want to do a cover of You're No Good, and that was really pretty cool.
Well, it wasn't my song. I didn't write it. I covered Betty Everett's version.
Yeah, but, you know, you made it a household song for a lot of people who were warming up to Van Halen. They knew that song from the radio.
I didn't know they'd ever recorded it. It shows how much I know.
Yeah. But, so it's going to be October 25th at the Pioneer Center. Tell us a little bit about what's all going to be on stage. What's all going to go on?
Well, we have some audio video stuff that, like, I have some early recordings of my dad singing and me singing with my brother and sister. And I have a recording that I found of a jam session in my house in Malibu with John David Souther and Jackson Browne. And during the course of the conversation, Jackson teaches me Poor Pitiful Me, and J.D. suggests Blue Bayou. I found an old tape, you know, just a cassette, and I was suddenly transferred it into it, so there's that. It's sort of different insights into what a musical process is. It's not quite as deliberate as people would think. It's not like you're reinventing yourself because you didn't invent yourself to start with.
Right.
Or it's not even a career choice, because none of my choices were good career choices in the conceptual sense, you know.
Yeah.
I just lucked out and they were successful.
It's going to be a big show. I mean, you get the big screen, multimedia journey, rare videos, your music, behind-the-scenes events, everything. Let's talk about some of the behind-the-scenes events, because your good friend Jerry Browne, the governor, you know, and I can't think of too many people who were governor once and then later on governor again.
And did such a good job both times.
Yeah, and do you talk
both
to him much?
Both times left the state with a big surplus of money and a lot of good things in place.
Yeah, and stood up for Mother Earth and the environment and things like that.
Yeah, they called him Governor Moonbeam for that, but he turned out to be right.
Do you talk to him much?
We have to keep it going with Gavin Newsom.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're in Nevada, though, right?
Right, we're in Nevada. And but, you know, I will always say that Reno, Nevada is the furthermost eastern part of the Bay Area because of the musical heritage, whether it came from Los Angeles or the Bay Area. There's such a musical heritage of Bay Area music here in Reno, Nevada, and such a rich music culture, which is it's so awesome that you're coming to town to add to what has been such a great legacy of musicians and performers that have come through town. And everybody listening, we're talking to Linda Ronstadt, October 25th, Pioneer Center. Details up on KOZZRadio.com. And it's just going to be a great journey. How has it been so far? Has it been really a good feeling to at the end of each night?
Yeah, it's been great. The audiences have been lovely.
Wow.
And we answer questions at the end, so there's a bit of a conversation back and forth with the audience.
Well, I don't want to take any more of your time. I'm honored to speak to you. You have been, like I say, a role model to young women and women of all ages. And not just such an enduring legend and such a great music artist, but a person with a voice who stands up for things she believes in, and I love that.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure talking to you.